Hi, everybody. Super grateful to be with you guys today. I know whether it's the last couple hours or even yesterday, I've already gotten a lot of things that I've learned from the different speakers, so I'm hoping you guys can get a little bit of learning or some inspiration on what I'm going to share with you today. So before I dive into all the fun, as a communicator, there are two things I want to make sure I cover with you guys. First of all, I would love to understand a little bit about my audience. So for a show of hands, who here is retail environment? Okay, perfect. And then first step in dynamic customers? Awesome, great, awesome. So hopefully I'll touch on a little bit that can be insightful for you guys moving forward. So like Kinsley mentioned, my name is Ashley Kashinikoff. I did not put my name on the slide, although I realize I should have. It's kind of a mouthful. But as the Employee Communications Program Manager at Wegmans, I help set up, launch, and oversee the program today. So in addition to that work, we have a team of communications coordinators at Wegmans that work on the print tactics, digital tactics, our two-way listening channels, and our listening programs with our employees. So a little bit about my career with Wegmans. I want to start with the personal before we jump into the practical. So I've been with Wegmans for just about 12 years now, like Kinsley mentioned. I'm hitting my 12-year anniversary in November. And my career with Wegmans actually started as a cashier. So started part-time working during grad school, moved into a management position, spent a few years in HR as an employee advocate. My background from school is actually business and communications with a minor in graphic design, so kind of had an inkling to get back into the marketing field or to get into the marketing field. So a position in the employee comms department came up and I jumped right in. So I've been there for about 5 years now, and hopefully you guys can learn a little bit about what we've done with our program. So a little bit more about Wegmans. Show of hands, who has heard of Wegmans before? Oh, lovely. I was really afraid I was going to have to go really deep on that point. So for the folks who didn't raise their hand, we are a mission-driven, values-based, family-owned company. It's actually a supermarket chain that is located along the East Coast. And we're headquartered in Rochester, New York. So when we say mission-driven, our mission is to help people live healthier, better lives through food. That help people piece, whether it's our customers or our people, you'll see we'll kind of get woven through the presentation. Values-based are who we are. Values are on the screen there, but care, high standards, make a difference, respect, and power. Those are more than just words on a wall to us. They literally are what our leaders lead with, our employees live by. And then family company. So the very basis for us, like I said, we're family-owned and operated since 1916. So the Wegman family still operates the company today. My favorite story from orientation is that we were once a fruit and vegetable cart, now a 1,000-square-foot store with high-quality products, different restaurant-quality foods, and meals, and recipes that are inspired by our chefs. With a little bit of my career background, I can certainly touch upon this, but you guys will see this as well. Part of the reason that we are a family company, it's more than just the family owned, but it's part of our culture as well. So in terms of my career, I feel like I found my family at Wegmans, so it was really the people that made the difference for me. And we've been on Fortune's 100 best companies to work for since 1998. So just to help paint the picture of our employee audience, because I know there's different industries and different backgrounds here, for us, you'll see on the map that's kind of a location of where we're at. We have 52,000 employees across different industries. So we have store operations, corporate, distribution, manufacturing, and then specialty restaurant areas. So in our department, we help support all of those areas. Obviously, each one of those really has a different niche or a different perspective that you need to apply. And we have 108 stores across 8 states in Washington, D.C. So the important point about our employee audience is most certainly that we have 85% of our employees that are considered deskless workers. So our team leader and our customer service audience, they don't have named addresses, email addresses at Wegmans, and we have no way really to communicate them on a daily basis. So that kind of leads to the business case of why we came to Dynamic Signal and First Up and how we use their platform today. So before we jump into some of the adoption, information, I do want to really set the groundwork in terms of our culture. So we're all here to learn about employee engagement, and if you Google employee engagement, you're probably going to get a lot of different results. There are a lot of different ways to go about doing it, a lot of different ways that you can measure it. One of my favorite results was actually 16 different ways you can build employee engagement, 16 different ways that span across the business in a lot of different capacities. So one thing you definitely can learn, it's not one department, and it's not one person that owns this. It's really a partnership, and you'll see some of that in what we're going to talk about today. So with that being said, I wanted to lay the groundwork for our culture. To give you a little bit of preview, annually, every year, in quarter one, we have what's known as the priorities meeting. In the priorities meeting, all store managers and above get together. They talk about our priorities for the year and really rally around that and what that looks like for our people. This year, although we already had the dynamic platform, one of our presentations was from our Senior Vice President of Store Operations, Bob Farr. In his presentation, he talked about building relationships. And for us, that was our people priority for this year. So it was getting back to the foundation of how we connect with our people.
The key to success is good relationships. And really, that's the cornerstone of the success of this company. How are we reaching our people? How are our people feeling about us as we connect with them? It really is as simple as our focus on one-on-one conversations with every employee in our company. It begins to build a trust. How are they doing, and how can we help?
So with that statement, I was at that meeting, not as part of the audience, but in helping to coordinate the event. And what stood out to me is, how are we reaching our people, and how are they feeling about the way that we connect with them? So what spurred after that meeting is only what I can call a multifaceted but cohesive approach to how we started thinking about the employee experience, as I'm sure a lot of your organizations are on that path today. So for us, the leaders in the room, they walked away and were ignited with shoulder-to-shoulder connections, right? Like, how do they get back to those basics and get to know every single employee that works at their store or their location? For our main office area, it was looking at both in-person and digital. What are all of the ways that employees experience our culture, and what do those touch points look like? So you can see on the screen everything from workplace culture, work-life flexibility. We've had a focus on all of those different areas, and that really brings us to where we're at today. So I know me, when I think about the term employee experience, probably the first thing that comes to mind is digital. What does that digital employee experience look like? But as you can tell by what I just shared, for us at Wegmans, it became a personal and digital focus overall. Go back to this. Great. Awesome. So another great quote that came from that meeting, and this really highlights our employee-first philosophy, but Colleen Wegman is our president and CEO, and she shared, everything is rooted in our people, helping our people find their passion to be their best. So as an employee comms department, that's really what we took as our challenge. We looked at that and said, how can we look at our digital space and help our people through that digital space? So to give you guys some background as to how we got to Dynamic Signal, our first step, we're going to talk about the pandemic. I'm sure we're all tired of talking about COVID and the pandemic, but it really helps lay the groundwork for us at Wegmans. So our journey to the DISH is what we call our platform. To go back before March of 2020, our employee digital experience was really an intranet SharePoint site. For us, we had a central portal for employees. It was called My Wegmans Connect. It still is. Exists today, but it's the one-stop shop for any tools, resources that you need, both on the clock and off the clock. As you can imagine, during a pandemic, managing a SharePoint site as your only source became really challenging for us and really highlighted our gap in needing to have immediacy and real-time updates to information. So March 16th of 2020, I will always remember that date. As an organization, we immediately started with leadership emails, updated talking points hour by hour, rushing signs to stores, because at that time we were a central business and we needed to support our stores and our people as best as we could. So it was a flurry of work that went into the first few weeks of March, So as you can imagine, it became pretty apparent to our executives that we needed to get a better tool to get information to our people. So April, we officially gained sponsorship to move forward with an employee communications app. And gratefully, at the time, once I started in the department about 5 years ago, I was doing initial research on what existed in the space and things like that. So Social Chorus and Dynamic Signal, thankfully, were at the top of my list consistently, and I had been in contact with the company. So when April hit and we got that sponsorship, we ran, and we ran fast. So May through July was our setup and implementation. July 29th, we officially launched the app in the App Store, and we kicked off our campaign with all employees on August 5th. So some background about our program. Although we did move quickly, we did move pretty strategically in terms of how we wanted to roll this out to employees. So first, we led with mobile app. So we knew our business need was immediacy and getting in people's pockets with notifications. So we actually didn't even talk about the fact that there was a desktop experience. We didn't even leverage emails. We literally promoted the app and talked about push notifications. For us, we set a milestone internally to say, once we hit 70% mobile app adoption, then we would introduce desktop and slowly start filtering other ways that people could find the content. So that eventually led us to 83% adoption by December, and today we're at 96% overall. As you can imagine, during the pandemic, we didn't have a lot of focus other than getting the app on employees' phones and getting information to them. So our focus was truly on adoption. In terms of analytics and reporting, that's all we reported on was people's registration rates. It wasn't until at least a year later that we started to think about activity and content engagement itself. So I know that probably sounds a little bit foreign in the room, but at the time we had a team of five too, so trying to think about how you scale some of that work became a challenge for us. So today we are certainly reporting on activity and adoption and looking at things like different demographics, how people in different management levels are using it, part-time hourly employees by age. So we're learning a lot in terms of the trending topics and what people are looking at today. And then the third kind of point that really led to success with us, I think, was the timing of when we were rolling out the app. So we had done some benchmarking calls in the past and learned that if you get some sort of incentive or a push behind your launch, it'll really help to increase adoption. So for us, the timing of the app being available aligned with our annual total company meeting. So August of 2020, obviously with social distancing, our traditional total company meeting would be facilitated by a store manager at a location, giving business updates of what we're focusing on for the year. Well, with social distancing, we really had to take that virtual. So we actually introduced the meeting solely through the dish. So that really helped increase adoption as well. And then finally, and this is really the main point that kind of goes through some of the lessons learned that I'll share with you guys, but we maintained our philosophy of having a central portal for our employees. So we know that there's a lot of tools out there. There's a lot of different systems our employees use, but we knew that to cut down on the noise and to really keep their attention on the important information we were sending, we had to keep that centralized. So that really leads me into the lessons learned portion of the presentation today. So in terms of the science of engagement, we definitely learned that it's necessary to connect what's personal and what's practical. So you can see a little bit in the different resources that we've helped connect through our mobile app. And through COVID, we helped deliver on the practical piece. But really moving forward, I'll share with you guys how we've moved that into a more personal space for our employees as well. So when we think about essentials, right? Essentials for an employee, it's going to be different from the essentials as a communicator. So when we thought about what's essential to our employees, we knew it was access to resources they needed to use daily or weekly. Their schedule, their payslip, their time off balance, needing to manage things like that. And during COVID, obviously information on the vaccine, how to schedule your vaccine, a quick link on different state mandates, you know, based upon your area, those all became essential for our employees. But what we focused on as communicators when we were thinking about our platform setup was essential for us to reach down to the most granular granular level that we could. So that meant connecting with our HRIS system workday. We did a lot of mapping out of what our targets looked like in terms of the content reach, and then a lot of mapping out of what our attributes could look like in reaching different audiences. So today, you know, over 30 attributes we have available that helps us get all the way down from division to store, management level, and then individual employee overall. So what started as a necessary tool for us to keep employees informed, we realized pretty early on it created an opportunity to bring our values to life in a new way. I know a few of the different breakout sessions and presentations today, we've heard about storytelling. And that's really where we're leveraging our platform today, is to focus on our people and using it for that storytelling piece as well. So that brings us into the second lesson learned. So we got the practical piece down. Now we were able to leverage it once we were past 2020 into 2021, really helping connect our people to our culture. So what you guys see on the screen is just an example of one campaign that we did for this year, making it really easy for our employees to see what was important for us as an organization. So April of this year, between different executives in the Wegman family, they were hearing from our employees how hard it was, the impact of inflation, feeding families, coming to work, and having all of the challenges outside of work. So we started a campaign, it's known as Family Helping Family. It started in April and it's actually still continuing on today. With this campaign, it was really a multifaceted approach, and we're able to do different pulse messaging through the year because of the app and what it provides to us. So financially, we were able to give employees three different sets of $100 in digital coupons. To also help out with financial, we were able to support and provide information on different affordable meals through Wegmans.com. And then finally, we were able to rebrand our employee assistance program as LiveWell. So giving them different resources that are free through the company to help support them emotionally as well. One thing that's not represented on the screen, but I did want to share with you guys because it was an important learning for us. Anytime that we've done videos with leadership, we always include their photo, we always include their job title, and at times we include their career path as well. We found that it's a super easy way to make our leaders more visible to our customer service employees. So when you think about creating a personal digital experience for a team of five, now eight, as we have grown throughout the last year, creating that personal digital environment isn't possible if you're working in Rochester, New York, and you're trying to reach all those different states. So thankfully, when we actually first started launching the app, we started connecting a network of employees, more operator-based, that worked in our divisions, and we called them our EC partners. So we trained them on basic communications principles, taught them some SharePoint publishing, and gave them a space on our SharePoint site where they could publish division-specific messaging for their employees. So everything from leadership messages to recognition opportunities, different ways that they could tell customer service stories or incredible customer service stories. That's really what they focused on during 2020 when they were just publishing on SharePoint. So once we got the dish, we transitioned them into no longer SharePoint publishers, but our content managers. So after giving them some training as content managers, we actually kept, and we still do, monthly connections with each of these employees where we talk about upcoming calendars, best practices, and things, ways that we can still align total company with their division-based messages. And what was very vital about this role in particular, this kind of leads into the case study portion of the presentation. The category that these publishers publish into is known as My Division. So we only have one category, but it's targeted based on your work area. That helps us manage how many categories we have at one time. But our My Division category is actually one of our most popular. Every month it has their stories are some of our trending content. So having My Division for our Buffalo area really came in handy and was super important when we think about May of this year. So if you guys are not aware, May 14th of 2022, there was a horrible shooting at one of the Tops locations near our Buffalo Amherst Street store. It was a racially motivated crime, and it hit home with a lot of our employees. It was an industry similar to ours. It was in our backyard, but also our employees had friends and family that had worked at that store. So immediately had an impact for us. So with the platform, we were able to deliver what we would call our values in action. So urgent, timely messages that had a very local impact. So on screen you can see, this is actually an urgent email that we sent out Total Company with an immediate response to what had happened and how we're here to support our people. What happened in the days that follow would only be possible with a tool like Dynamic Signal or First Step. So quickly after, the Wegman family released their own statement regarding what this means to them and what we plan to do as an organization. And because we had our division publisher in place, by Tuesday, we were able to publish not only a response from the division leadership, but also practical ways our employees could donate, volunteer, and put our values into action in the area at the time. So we promoted that to our Buffalo division, but we made it visible to the whole company because we had questions coming in from other states. What are we doing to help? How can we help support that community? So that became super pivotal for us. That's not, you know, information that we might have known sitting in Rochester, New York. And then finally, the last piece of the messaging here came around our response in terms of how we as an organization were supporting the community as well through community donations. And finally, one piece, I don't like to necessarily call this a campaign, but one piece that we thought was super, super important to get involved early on in this response was what are ways our employees could send messages to each other. We don't have commenting enabled, but we do use our submit a post feature to help capture thoughts and share back different ideas across the company. So through the submit a post feature, we called it Fill the Feed with Buffalo Love. So employees from all across the company could send in messages and different images if they wanted to that we would share back Total Company. And what you guys can see on the screen are just a few examples of that, but standing together even miles apart, Buffalo Love, whether it was a few words or whether it was a paragraph, these were so, so, so important for us to read, but for also the employees in Buffalo to see as well, knowing that we were connected no matter how far apart we were. So with that being said, I'll leave you guys with my last video here. I mentioned earlier when we launched our app, we had our Total Company meeting that happens in the summer where we share business updates with our employees. This year, our Total Company meeting, we actually had two employees from Buffalo as our hosts. They were working at the store when the tragedy happened, so they were able to speak to how they felt, how we came together and were able to support them, and also just, you know, help share that personal message of how we were able to connect with them. At the end of the video, you'll see a challenge from Bob Farr. He always ends his meetings with a challenge, and this year's challenge was to spread kindness. So knowing that was part of his message, we collected those acts of kindness, and we celebrated them in the app. So it's another way that we were able to help tell some stories around the impact that our people make.
So on behalf of our division, we want to thank all of you for the outpouring of care and support you've shared with our Buffalo community over these last few weeks.
My store is just a few miles away from where the horrible tragedy at Tops occurred. And to personally see the way we looked out for each other and checked on each other really showed us that we are a family at Wegmans.
When terrible things like this happen, sometimes it's hard to talk about. But our Wegmans family created the safe space to share our feelings and be real, honest, and open. I know we both, along with all of our coworkers, appreciated that so much. And I bet everyone watching did at their locations as well.
More than ever, care and compassion are needed in our world. So I'd like to ask every one of you to perform one act of kindness you believe will make a positive difference in the world. If it's helping a coworker, a customer, a neighbor, a friend, maybe someone you don't even know or will never see again. Caring and kindness is contagious, and I promise you, your one simple act will be multiplied tenfold.
Wow, bring a little tear to my eye there. Incredible. And what'd you say, 96% adoption?
Yep.
Ooh, okay, that's amazing. We do have some time for some questions. Who wants to go first? Oh, got one over here, got one over here.
Hi, I'm Caitlin from Colgate.
Hi.
And I just have a question for you about how you got people to adopt. So we have about 50% factory employees at Colgate, and we've had historically some issues around adopting just company-managed apps on devices, and maybe this is not company-managed, but just wanted to see what kind of struggles you maybe had in that regard and how you overcame those.
Yeah, in terms of our store operations audience, we didn't have a lot of trouble in terms of adoption. Some of the tactics that we used, we utilized a QR code, we put it on talking points or handouts, and someone went around the store and helped people download. So that was one way we were able to get people at a work location. Our distribution center adoption is not as high as our store operations. A lot of their communication today is still very much one-on-one with their manager. So we do provide talking points and, you know, reasons why they should use the application. They have tablets at their locations that we've deployed the application to. So that has helped, but I think with that audience in particular, it still is, I think, more of a challenge for us.
All right, there was someone over here.
My question was very similar, so I guess I'll just expand it a little. I'm just curious, like you mentioned that you use some incentives to get people to like download and get excited about the app. Can you talk a little bit about that? Big Wegmans fan.
Oh, great. Awesome, thank you. We actually didn't incentivize. Our only incentive was it was the only mobile option to get your schedule. And that is still, that still is our hook today. So we're in the process of, you know, getting a new scheduling system, and I'm super grateful that we have executive sponsorship, but we are very much in line with one central portal for employees, so that still will maintain our one path in.
Hi, Ashley. I'm Barb Barkley. I'm with Goodyear. I'm actually a Buffalo native.
Oh, great.
I moved to Ohio 16 years ago, and I miss Wegmans so much. but I just wanted to ask a little bit about how you balance local topics and like more corporate news, because it sounds like you have multiple topics, and are those for each like region, or how do you, because what we're finding, we have plant locations and we're trying not to overwhelm them with too much corporate news and information when they really care a lot about their local news.
So which platform do you have, Dynamic or First Step? Okay. So I mean, I'll speak to the Dynamic side of it. So we're actually, knowing that both information is published, we try to do a balance of total company notifications or to the right audience there, but one or two that are localized every week as well. So we don't always hit one or two, but our goal is that we add in some local specific in addition to the total company. And really how we manage that is the EC partners who publish, if they have something that's top of mind for them, we just tell them to tell us and we'll put it on the calendar. So we manage a weekly calendar that we look at and manage. So we kind of track their notifications in line with what we do. What was the other part of your question? The other way that we were able to do it is, if you're familiar, the dynamic home screen, there's a suggested for you section, there's a trending topic section, and then there's a section for a featured category. Our featured category is all the total company current promotions for the week. So it's usually only between 5 or 7 topics that we have featured there. Trending obviously is based upon what people are viewing, but we pin anything that our EC partners do at the top of the newsfeed so that it gets that top section that's suggested for you, and it feels like it is suggested for you because it's local. So that's kind of our regular practice to make sure they get maximum visibility even if we don't do a push notification to that. Oh, now we do email distributions, yes. We just didn't do it during that first, like, 3 or 4 months because we really wanted to make sure people got the device on their phone. So now we do only emails for main company communications, like a campaign of, like, if we're promoting our Live Well program, we'll do email around that. We don't leverage email a lot because we do want to keep it pretty focused. There's probably opportunities that we have to incorporate that more, but we started pretty conservatively in terms of not overburdening employees with a lot of that noise. not that what we do is noise, but don't want people to feel that way. So,
hi there. My name is Caleb. I'm from Driscoll's Berries. Yeah. And I was wondering if you could dive a little bit deeper into that email portion. You mentioned earlier in your presentation that there's a decent number of employees who don't have an email address. So I was wondering if you wouldn't mind sharing a little bit more about how exactly they log in and how you got them onboarded when they may not be as connected to other company systems.
Yep, so we actually, for our team leader and customer service population who don't have a Wegmans named email account, like a work account, we leverage their personal email from Workday, what they use when they apply for a job with us. So, and really anything that we would communicate with them now through email is done through that personal account. For our department managers and above, departments might have a generic department account, or they might have a named email account to them as a person. For any of those folks, we actually defaulted to their work email of what we brought into the platform. So they have the ability to update it, but that's how we have managed that.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Ashley. Yeah. Really, really appreciate it. Round of applause.